With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Great to be with you today. And we are in the center of Republicans who are just using common sense. But that doesn't matter in Philadelphia. Someone who's won in Philadelphia, and that's rare, is a state representative. Martina White is now the head of the Republican Party in Philadelphia, too, which is pivotal here to this national election. I mean the whole thing, because if Philadelphia does relatively well for Trump, he's going to win Pennsylvania. If it is just disastrous, well, then maybe not. State Representative Martina White is with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Martina, welcome back, and thanks for contacting on this. I've been touting, asked a great question about the satellite offices. Like, who are these people? We haven't gotten to the bottom of that yet. Do you know that are taking the votes?
So, yeah, look, I think it's of utmost importance that we have integrity in our elections. I think the commissioner's office has been working really hard to make sure that the election takes place successfully this year with all of the changes that have taken place. But yeah, look, you know, who are the people that are working inside these locations? It was my understanding that there are people who are unaffiliated with the commissioner's office, or at least that's what they have shared with the people who are trying to get into the locations there to oversee what's going on. You know, our election this year, I was told by the commissioner's office that we should expect about 50% of the votes to be cast by mail-in voting.
Yes.
And if that's the case, then how can we have such a large percentage of the election have zero public oversight?
That's exactly right. And Martina, to play this game, and this is going on nationally with people that are just not common sense. If you are voting there, I would say even if you're turning in your vote, but if you go there to get a ballot and do it there, then that definitely is, by any definition, a polling place. There's no doubt about that.
Listen, I think that's exactly the concern, is that when people are voting and in a government-run facility with taxpayer dollars, it's not the same as when you're voting from your own home. You know, you're going into
right.
a location, you're voting, and we as the public should be able to oversee what exactly is going on. And I think that's the concern, right? What are the people who are permitted to be inside there? Who are they? Where are their checks coming from? If they're not claiming to be part of the commissioner's office, where is the public oversight in that regard? Are people asking these questions? You know, where's their paycheck coming from? Why is it that they're allowed to observe what's going on and be part of it versus the public not being permitted in? I say the public, but I do mean both parties. You know, why can't
sure.
the Democrats and the Republicans, just like we do with our Election Day polling locations, if you're able to what they're calling early voting at a different location sooner than Election Day, then why wouldn't this be consistent in that regard? Why can't we have people inside observing what is taking place, the chain of custody of the ballots themselves? And who potentially is influencing voters, and what oversight is there? Are they asking voters questions? Are they speaking with them before they go to cast their vote potentially? We just don't know, because no one is even permitted into
to see that. You raised another issue there. That's exactly right. Now, if it is an office and not a polling place, they're right that you probably can't hang around all day. But I got to say, you know, you've been in City Hall. I've been in City Hall a lot. I never remember being stopped and kicked out of City Hall. All kinds of groups protest. They hang out there. They seem to do everything else. And nobody bothers you unless you're violent or threatening. Yet they kicked out the Republican representative from Philadelphia City Hall just because he was there eyeballing, I think, from the outside of the office.
You know, it's interesting. I heard from, a longtime political person that they, even in the times when Marge Tartaglione was running the office, that even she let both the Democrat and Republicans observe absentee ballot submissions at the commissioner's office. So, that's very interesting today that, at the quote unquote commissioner's office, where people who claim to be not affiliated with the commissioner's office are working, that we cannot observe what is taking place inside these satellite locations. I think that, it's really about election integrity. It's not politics. Right. It's about election integrity. And I think that is sometimes lost in the midst of all of what is going on in our political scene these days. But I think we all need to always be willing to question our government and question, how we can ensure that basically we're holding public officials accountable at every level. And I think that the way that these satellite locations are being handled, it just raises a lot of questions. And granted, with any new process, it raises questions that need to be answered. And I think oversight is always, and transparency is always, a good thing.
Martina, just a thought, because you're involved in this. I don't know if you're involved in the lawsuit or that's coming from the Trump. We know that's in court. But you just said something that I would, out of respect, say you should tell them that, if you haven't, that under Marge Tartaglione, look, I get along with her daughter, and she was quite a Philadelphia character, but she was a partisan. And allowing the absentee ballots to be witnessed by everybody, that is a precedent here that plays in big time. This is so much bigger. So I do hope you'll make them aware. I don't know if they'll put that into their lawsuit or not. Do you know anything about the lawsuit that's going on?
So I do not know the particulars. I know that there is obviously a vested interest in ensuring that the election has the, fullest opportunity for integrity to be maintained. We just want to be able to oversee what is going on inside the satellite polling station.
So what are you doing about it then, Martina? Then we know with the Trump, are you doing anything about it, any avenue?
So what we are doing primarily is just remaining focused on getting people to sign up to oversee any polling location. So if there are any people listening on this call today, we're urging them to contact us immediately if they have interest. You can go to defendyourballot.com. You can go to phillygop.com. You can volunteer and sign up to work election day. And we're also looking for people to, potentially observe if there is a successful lawsuit at these satellite locations. But right now, no one is permitted inside, not the press, not the any public observers. So we're urging people again to you can call 267-406-0899. You can go on phillygop.com or defendyourballot.com and sign up to be a election day worker. And as soon as we are permitted to be inside the satellite locations to just observe what's going on, we're going to be assigning people to go in.
Good stuff. Martina, thank you very much. Please keep in touch and any development.
You got it. Thanks, Dom. Take care.
All right.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.